Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And this week's episode is brought to you by us, dadgummit.
Somebugman.com.
Us peoples and you listeners. All right.
That's right.
Mr. Bugman, I believe you have the question for us today.
Yes, I'll take the question today. So as you and I both are not only just superhero fans, but just...
I like to think of myself as pretty super.
Yeah, well, super indeed.
Yeah.
Super indeed. Maybe we're fans of just science fiction entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking in that vein, this question comes today. If you were granted invisibility, would dandruff be visible as, you know, or would it be invisible?
Mm.
Like the stuff, you know, on top
right.
of your head that, you know, if you don't use the right shampoo or whatever, you scratch your head and whatever.
The sugary looking cornflakes that fall off whenever you scratch your
head. Yum, yum. Yes, indeed. Or, you know, if you don't maybe wash your hair enough, I guess. I mean, I don't even. Anyway.
People have dandruff problems.
People have dandruff
it's
problems.
Out there.
And maybe figuring out the dandruff fiasco is a completely different episode. But I need to know if I get granted invisibility.
Right.
What are the limitations there?
There's got to be something. Listen, when I talk to my invisible friends, they tell me that the dandruff is an issue.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right. Like if you're just walking around.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting on top of your head.
Right.
Like right now, you don't have to scratch or aggravate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's there. So as you're walking around, are people just saying, oh, there's a puff of or a cloud of something walking around? You know what I mean?
Or I'm kind of wondering if maybe when it's on your head and not been quite scratched off, if it's still invisible with the rest of you. And it's until you get to scratch, because everybody needs a good head scratch. You know, I mean, every now and then the lice bugs and whatnot, they just get to moving. And those are probably not invisible. But, you know, you got to scratch because your head itches because of whatever.
Yep.
And I'm kind of thinking the stuff just starts floating around and you can see it.
Yeah.
It's
there,
you know?
Right. Because it's not a part of you anymore.
Yeah.
Where like, okay, so the lice you had mentioned, lice are parasites.
And they're just
everywhere. They're in there to drink a little bit of your blood. If they do that, that would also make them invisible.
Yeah.
Like there's something got to be
if
in
they
your,
drink
blood
your blood
stream. If they drink your blood, then your lice would therefore be.
And that counts for ticks too.
And ticks too.
And mosquitoes.
How many invisible mosquitoes are there flying around right now?
Now listen, that's terrifying.
Invisible
lice and ticks and mosquitoes because they drank the blood of an invisible person?
Yes.
And oh my
we know that invisibility exists.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to know
that.
There's like 8 billion people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me none of them are invisible?
Right.
Those odds just do not speak to me whatsoever.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm with you. I'm with you. They definitely they are amongst us. I bump into these people all the time.
You
know, I'm not just hearing voices in my head, man.
Right.
You know,
you and I both.
Right. There are invisible people. But
this dandruff thing I think is a
serious issue because, you know, if you're not watching out, some invisible guy just walks right in front of you and you can almost do, you know, like whenever you walk past somebody and you fart and it's like, it's called crop dusting.
Yes. Yep. Crop dusting.
This is just called top dusting.
Top dusting.
Where you're walking past somebody
and
you're invisible and you scratch. This can be part of their super. It's like a sneak attack.
Yeah.
You scratch your head and you top dust somebody. And right as they're breathing in or yawning or something, and all that dandruff goes right in their face and just they breathe it in. And then you got to wonder if the dandruff makes that person invisible.
I think I might need to throw up.
Well, you know, if you swallow dandruff, now you're invisible and nobody will see you throw up. So you got advantages.
Yeah, well, see, and I think that once you know, once your throw up or whatever leaves your body, that's it. The throw up isn't invisible anywhere.
I say it's visible. And now
it's got to be visible.
Right. And it looks like it's just, it looks like puke from the fourth dimension is just coming out of the sky, or not even out of the sky. It's just coming out of thin air. You're just sitting there at your desk at work, and all of a sudden you hear someone retch just, and then you just see it shooting out of the air next to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And this is right after you've been top dusted with dandruff, and now it's all over.
Like, so let's.
These are invisible attacks that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're happening. They're happening all around us all the time. So let's speak to the invisible person right now.
Sure.
And something that I don't think is mentioned very much, at least something I've never heard of, is there has to be a good middle point to showering.
Mm-hmm.
Because dandruff, there's, of course, the, what is it, shampoo?
Head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders shampoo.
Yeah. Listen,
so that would increase your chances of being invisible, right? More that you showered with.
I would think so. Then you have less dandruff, and there's less to worry about. That's one less weapon. Now you don't have top dusting to attack with. But
sure.
At the same time, at least you're not going to be detected as easily every time you need to scratch your head or whatever. You know, the head and shoulders would take care of it. But see, then you want to make sure and not be too scented with your shampoo and your soap, because, you know, everything I know about invisible people, when I talk to them, I can still hear them. I just can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, you can smell an invisible person.
Yeah.
And if you don't shower, that's not good enough, because now I can see your dandruff and I can smell you. And, you know, the flies that go around your face when you smell bad, even if you're invisible, they can still smell you. They're still going to be bumping into you and stuff.
That's true.
The flies are going to be a dead giveaway. You got to shower.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to shower. And I would even say, if you never showered, even if smelling wasn't a point, I mean, wouldn't you have like oil, like your skin gets oily and stuff?
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, Here's another thing. It's not a part of you anymore. That oil is not in your skin.
Right.
It's on your skin now.
Now there's
so
floating
now
oil
there's
around.
Now there's just this human shaped oil stain walking along, just waiting for anyway.
Yeah. Just I mean, you know, hey, I need to grease a pan real quick. Can you get some of that oil that just seems to be floating around?
Oh, gross.
And just wipe that on and just put it on the pan or whatever?
Oh,
I didn't even think about that, dude. Man,
these are hard hitting questions that I don't think I've ever been taught or told or learned anything about this.
Well, listen, man, the invisible community needs a helping hand.
Yes.
You know, you need to know about your own hygiene and you need to protect your arsenal, such as top dusting and the invisible mosquito, but at the same time, you don't want to be unhygienic. Now there is a caution, I think, for being too hygienic, because you start getting into scented soaps and stuff. Just because you don't smell bad doesn't mean you don't smell good enough for me to smell you, even though you're invisible, and you're still going to give yourself away. You know, like, hey, Dan, I can smell you, bud, and that's some real nice Irish Spring soap that you're using there from the Walmart. I recognize it and I compliment you, but buddy, you're giving away your position.
Or heaven forbid, Axe body spray or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
That as soon as you walk into the door, it just feels it. Like it just becomes a vapor and just feels every square inch of the room that the person walks in.
My goodness. But see, the Axe body spray, that's how you tell apart the junior high boys invisible group and the adults invisible group.
Yeah. Like, how old are you?
Is what you know. If your invisible guy smells like Axe body spray, listen, he's underage.
Yes, right.
Junior high. You know what you're dealing with there. But fellas, you don't want to be smelling like a junior high kid. You know, don't use the Axe body spray. Just use the head and shoulders. Get rid of the dandruff and use some unscented stuff from like the Walmarts, the Equate,
exactly.
And all those brands.
I think it's fair enough to say, too, if you're not very good about clipping your fingernails or your toenails, you know, that top part is dead, is not part of you anymore.
It's dead cells.
I mean, it's dead cells. So I think an invisible person has to be one of the most, if you ever see an invisible person, you have to know they are so hygienic that they are taking care of themselves.
Groomed,
and you don't have to worry about catching a disease. Or,
waxed. All that.
Yeah.
You got to take care of it. Listen, buddy, I think we got that one figured out, Bugman.
Finally.
Yeah. Now listen, folks, let me tell you something. If you are an invisible American, or if you know an invisible American, or an invisible person from another nation, that's fine. That's fine as well. Please, this is the podcast for you. This is the episode that you should be listening to and sharing with the invisible community. We have the answers for your hygiene. You need to be clean, but don't go too far. You know, you don't want to give up your arsenal. You don't want to give up your pet mosquitoes that are invisible and that sort of stuff. You need that thing.
Right.
You need those things to go on the attack. But at the same time, you don't want to be detected. So,
yes.
I think we figured that one out. I think this is the authority for the invisible community. What do you think, Bugman?
Absolutely. I think we have figured it out. I think as an invisible person, there are, like anything else, there's benefits, and there's also things that maybe aren't so great. And it's the cards that we're given, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, folks, that's it for us today. You can find me on Twitter, Chase the Rev. You can find the show at Some Bugman. Bradley, where can they find you?
At Bugman_Bradley on Twitter. Thank you, please.
Don't get caught out there.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.